And we end this hour with a bittersweet remembrance. For anyone who's puckered up after sucking on a Lemonhead candy,
or fanned their mouths wildly after popping an atomic fireball,
you have Nello Ferrara to thank. He was the man behind those sweets, and he died last Friday.
To remember him, we called up his son, Salvatore Ferrara II. He says though his father was raised into the candy business, he took his time coming around to it. He first got a law degree and served in the army in World War II. After the war, he helped prosecute Japanese war criminals in Tokyo, then came home to Chicago and started a law practice.
Only when his own father wanted to retire from the family business did Nello Ferrara close his practice and take up the reins. As his son Salvatore told me, it wasn't long before Nello struck gold by creating the atomic fireball. Then came his crowning achievement.
You know, I share the story sometimes reluctantly, but he claims that when I was born, I came out with the shape of a lemon head. That my head was in the shape of a lemon, which if you ever met me, you'll know, but my head is not in the shape of a lemon.
Right.
But when he claims the first thing he said when he saw me was, oh, my God, I have a lemon head for a son.
And the picture on the package has sort of like a child's face,
yes,
with a little bow tie.
Yeah. And so from there, he developed lemon heads, which is, you know, spawned into a number of different varieties, you know, from hard-centered to soft-centered, chewy, and various flavors.
Salvatore Ferrara, did your father have a favorite candy?
My father ate all candy. In fact, my father was in the front page of the Wall Street Journal probably 30 years ago. He challenged Ralph Nader to a teeth fight.
To a teeth fight?
Teeth fight, yes. Ralph Nader was was saying that sugar was no good for you. It's, you know, there's no good qualities to sugar. You know, and while we certainly do not advocate candy as your main part of your diet, you know, an occasional treat is good for you, and there is a place in your diet for it on occasion. And so my father sent him a message saying that I eat candy every day, and I have all of my teeth, and I will eat. And he did. He picked up a 100-pound bag of sugar one time with his teeth. He held a bag in his teeth, and he was able to get it off the ground. And he challenged Ralph Nader to a teeth fight.
One thing I have learned about your father in reading about him is that he also liked to sing.
That's an understatement. He sang every day of his life. And it didn't matter where he was or who he was with. He sang every day of his life.
What was his favorite song?
Wind Beneath My Wings, it followed by Send in the Clowns.
Oh.
But he was also great at Italian love songs, and he knew everything. His repertoire was vast. And, I mean, we would go out to dinner regularly, and we never went out to dinner. And I don't care who we were with. We could be with business people. We could be with family members. He could be with all his grandchildren. It didn't matter. But his whole life, he would end up getting up in any restaurant, and the next thing you know, he'd be going table to table, serenading the people in the restaurant. You know, occasionally people got upset because, you know, you're interrupting my meal, you know, and who are you? But 99% of the people, you know, ended up with a big smile on their face. They watched this man, who they had no idea who he was, you know, bring this all of a sudden unexpected, unprovoked enjoyment into their lives. You know, he was really something. He was amazing.
Salvatore Ferrara, thank you so much for sharing your story about your father.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
That's Salvatore Ferrara II, son of Nello Ferrara, inventor of, among other candies, the atomic fireball and the lemonhead. Mr. Ferrara died last week at the age of 93.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve?
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.